You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, Booking.com recently reached an agreement with the Competition Commission over some pricing rules that will see Booking.com adjust its pricing for those that list their properties on the platform for you and I to book through. It's been a very interesting development. It's been going on for quite some time, and it looks as though these latest developments are aimed in the best interests of consumers. And I'm joined on the line by the Competition Commission's Principal Analyst for Market Conduct, that is Itumeleng Lesofe, to take a look at this. Good evening, Itumeleng. Thank you so much for taking the time. Can you give us a bit of a backstory around the initial probe that came forward towards the, or that was brought forward by the Competition Commission, and why that probe was brought forward?
Good evening, Jimmy, to you and the listeners of SAFM. So yeah, I mean, in May 2021, the Competition Commission initiated a market inquiry in digital markets. And the purpose of this market inquiry was really to assess the state of competition in these various digital markets, and to assess also if there are any features of these markets that prevent or distort competition. In May, I beg your pardon, in July 2023, that is last year, we published our final report with findings and remedial actions or remedies. And the remedies that we imposed applied in different sectors. And these included sectors such as e-commerce, property and automotive classifieds, Google search, as well as travel and accommodation, where the likes of Booking.com are active. What we found was that in travel and accommodation, Booking.com uses what is called price parity terms in its contracts with accommodation providers such as hotels and guest houses. And these terms, essentially, they are divided, or they're broadly called white parity terms as well as narrow parity terms. And the difference is really in terms of how accommodation providers should price. For example, white parity terms restrict accommodation providers from offering lower prices on other sales channels, such as other online travel agents. In other words, if an accommodation provider lists with Booking.com, if these terms are applied, it cannot offer or cheaper prices on other online travel agencies. And whereas with narrow parity terms, what this means is that an accommodation provider cannot offer cheaper prices on its own direct sales channels, such as its own websites. The effect of this is that these terms suppress price competition. In other words, you cannot see price competition between online travel agents, and this is to the detriment of consumers. A practice of this nature also affects the growth of other online travel agents, especially domestic and smaller online travel agents that compete with Booking.com. But most importantly, agreements of this nature or terms of this nature disincentivize accommodation providers from being innovative and developing their own direct sales channels. And this essentially makes them to be highly dependent on a platform such as Booking.com. And the effect of high dependency on a platform is that the platform is able to extract higher commission fees from the accommodation providers, and in turn, such high commission fees are passed on to you and I, who are consumers.
Certainly why it would warrant a Competition Commission conversation and investigation. You've had the conversation, you've agreed to some form of settlement with Booking.com. Can you share with us what the changes will now be that are being proposed?
So in terms of our settlement with Booking.com, Booking has agreed to remove both narrow and white parity terms. And this is consistent with what the actions that it has taken in other jurisdictions, especially in the EU, although their remedy is just limited to white. So in South Africa, we are fortunate because it's not only white parity terms that will be removed, but also narrow parity terms. What does this mean, or what is the expected outcome from this? The expected outcome is that there will be more price competition between these platforms that compete with booking.com. In other words, accommodation providers, that is hotels and guest houses, will have the liberty to price as they please on their own websites, but also they will be able to negotiate with other platforms and to advertise on those platforms with cheaper prices or prices that are more competitive. Most importantly, accommodation providers should now be able to be more innovative and to develop their own direct sales channels. In other words, as a consumer, I should be able, or I should know that if I am, I should be able to actually compare prices and find competitive prices either on booking.com or on the accommodation provider's direct sales channel or website. Whereas in the past, what you would find is that you'd find almost the same price, and on its own, you know, does not incentivize even consumers to shop around for cheaper prices. So we hope that these changes will have that effect, the effect of enhancing price competition, but also make accommodation providers to be innovative and develop their own direct sales channel. Overall, all of these should benefit consumers.
Mm. Itumeleng, before I let you go, I want to get a sense of within the market conduct division that you sit in, when we look at these sorts of international providers that come into South Africa and apply a different set of rules to what they might be applying in areas like the EU, as Booking.com has done in this case. How are you seeing that? How are you seeing bigger players come into our space and want to apply rules that might not be preferential to consumers locally, but they don't align with what they're doing everywhere else in the world?
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, the kind of work that we are now doing, especially in these digital markets, has already been done in some of the jurisdictions. And it is through, investigations such as market inquiries that we are able to at least, come up with remedies that ensure that there is alignment between, what these international firms do in other jurisdictions and in South Africa. But also, we don't just adopt remedies that are imposed in or that they apply in other jurisdictions. We look at our own circumstances and try and make sure that markets are competitive and they meet, they are consistent with our needs as South Africa. That is why, as I indicated earlier, in South Africa we didn't only go for the elimination of wide parity clauses, but even narrow parity clauses, because our circumstances are such that the removal of both narrow and wide parity clauses was warranted. So essentially, what we try to do as the Competition Commission is to make sure that international firms that come into South Africa, they apply fair rules and they compete fairly, the same way as they would do in any other jurisdiction. And of course, the measures that we put in place are such that we don't aim to discourage investment. We would like them to invest in South Africa, but the competitive landscape should be such that a fair competition prevails and local and small platforms are able to compete effectively.
Fair competition that is in the best interest of consumers. That is why we love the Competition Commission. Thank you so much for the time and for the insights, Itumeleng. Let's Itumeleng Sofe, who is the Principal Analyst for Market Conduct at the Competition Commission, on the latest settlement reached with bookings.com and how it will affect you and I as users of the platform.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.